No, I think that's purely for those that don't pay, you know, those that just get a... And, now, I don't know if your people, you know, like you said, three promotions up, the ones that are actually getting a fleet vehicle to take home at no cost. I don't know if they're doing it. They should be, because technically that's a benefit that should be taxed. So they, what they do is they just, there's a formula for figuring out, you know, what the amount is that, you know, of use that you received as a benefit. I mean, it's not bad at all, but still, you know, it's got to be accounted for. Technically, I don't know of any way around it. But my place wouldn't figure out a way around it if they could. I remember a while back I did something, and they were doing it kind of wrong, and everybody was having trouble with the IRS over this. And I figured out exactly what was wrong, and I went to him and I said, this is exactly why this is wrong. You know, you're reporting this as income, and this is pre-tax contributions, or our post-tax contributions. It's already taxed money, and you're reporting it as new money. And I showed him and everything. I explained to him. I told him what. And because they were reporting that way, everybody was, you know, getting these bills, these big bills for a tax. They're like, no, this money's already taxed. And it was a real fight. Everybody eventually wins, but, man, not without threatening letters and all this other stuff. It was, you know, not for the weak at heart, man, because you know, getting those threatening letters, we're going to, you know, take your house or garnish your wages or something like that. And, you know you're right, you're going to win. Countless other people have done it, but everybody has to go through the dance. And such a simple little cure they could do on our end to solve that, they were unwilling.